What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, I Made Out with a Hottie at the Beta Male Pub. So, as you guys know, sadly and unfortunately, I'm back in America. I'm already making plans to go overseas again because let's keep it 100. Here in America, I'm in monk mode, unless of course, the girl initiates, which is what exactly happened a couple nights ago. So, as you guys know, here in America at night, I go to the Beta Male Pub. It's the only place here open after 10 o'clock. I give them $5, they give me a cup of Coke. I bring out my laptop, I go sit in the back, I work on MGTOW TV, I work on Mitwali Web Services. In fact, you know, even though I've been back here in America for almost 2 weeks, I haven't released any videos because I'm so busy working with Mitwali Web Services and MGTOW TV. I'll be doing a video about that all by itself later on. So, here I am sitting at the Beta Male Pub in the back like I normally do. Cute blonde girl sitting in front of me. She's sitting at the counter, so here I am sitting on the table in the back. You know, it's one of those square tables that up to four people can sit on. I got the whole table to myself. You know, the counter is right in front of me, so she's sitting right in front of me, you know, and a fight breaks out, which is normal for the Beta Male Pub, by the way. You know, this is one of the reasons why I go there. Movies nowadays suck. So I figured, you know, for $5, I go to the Beta Male, I work on MGTOW TV, I get a cup of Coke, Diet Coke, and I get to watch a fight, literally, you know, bunch of dumb drunks, you know, security ends up kicking them out. So a fight breaks out yesterday, and it was a nothing burger, really. So I take off my headphones because I'm like, is it worth it for me to go and see what's going on? Because the fight broke out in the pool table, in the pool table section, which means, so I'm sitting here at the back of the pub, right? So I'm at the back of the pub, okay? I can see the people, but I really can't see what's going on with the fight because it's at the pool tables, okay? So I can only see the beginning of the pool tables, but I can't see what's going on. So I'm like, talking to myself saying, is it worth it for me to see what's going on? And the girl replies, nah, it's nothing. And then we start talking a little bit, you know. And the table next to me, it had like four people on it. There were a bunch of beta male incels, you know, at the table next to me. Pretty much they were a bunch of ogre cells, you know. So they tried to butt into the conversation. And this girl, you know, she shuts them down really quick. She's like, hey, private conversation, stay the fuck out of it. So we start talking for a couple of minutes. Now the music, you know, it's a, you know, they have super duper loud music. It's like one of those pubs where they just like fucking heavy metal music, so you really can't hear the other person. And I'm sitting at my table, you know, I'm not gonna get up and go to this girl, you know. I told you, here in America I don't approach. I'm in monk mode. I'm sitting at my table. I got my laptop in front of me. I'm not gonna gear up and go sit next to this girl, okay? She wants to come to me? Cool. I'm not gonna go to her. So we spoke for a couple of minutes, you know, like small talk, you know, shit like that. And of course, you know, the conversation ended. Cool, you know. She continued with whatever she was doing. I put my headphones back on, you know, listening to MGTOW TV. I think I was listening to Hammerhand at the time, honestly. And continued doing my work. And about half an hour before the bar closed at like, what, 1 o'clock, 1:15, you know, she actually approaches me sitting at my table. We start talking a little bit. And the music was loud. She's like, I can't hear, the music is loud. And I'm like, well, let's go to the back, you know, where the pool tables are, where the fight was, like, you know, earlier that night, because that's where the music really is not that loud in the back of the Beta Male Pub. So, you know, at that point, it's like freaking 1:30 at night. The pub is already gonna start kicking people out. So, and I'm done with my work. So I'm like, you know what? I pack up my laptop. Me and her, we go to the back of the Beta Male Pub, And we sit down, you know, we start talking for like a minute or two. And then she grabs me by the back of the neck and we start making out. So I'm going to leave that story at that because it's Christmas. I don't want Coach Bitchpill to rope, you know, even though I don't care about that Kiwi sale. It's just that let's keep it 100, guys. Coach Bitchpill makes us all look good by comparison. So why am I telling you this, guys? I'm telling you this for a couple of reasons, okay? Reason number one, guys, okay? This girl, even though she was younger than me by a couple of years, I'm effectively 43. I'm going to be 43 in like, what, 10 days, something like that. So, and by the lunar calendar, which is a divine calendar, I'm already 43. Heck, I might even be 44 by the lunar calendar. I don't know. Anyway, so she's younger than me by a couple of years, but she really didn't look like she was in her late 30s. She didn't look like that at all. You know, I'd have said she was probably, you know, late 20s or early 30s, you know, cute, blonde, white, blue-eyed, you know, my type. So, she had a sugar daddy who was much older than her and much, much more older than me. But, she was living a decent lifestyle because, you know, she has a sugar daddy who takes care of her. So, number one, guys, if you're gonna be a sugar daddy to some girl, trust and believe she's cheating on you with other dudes, okay? First of all, you should not even think that you are in a relationship with a sugar baby, okay, guys? A sugar baby, sugar daddy transaction is purely money, okay? You give her money, she gives you sex, end of story, okay? She's seeing other people. She's fucking random dudes at the pub that she just met like fucking an hour ago, okay, guys? So you guys out there who are in a sugar baby, sugar daddy situation, she's seeing, fucking making out with other random dudes, okay? So we shouldn't even be thinking about her cheating on you because it's not cheating. It's simply a transaction. Sugar baby, sugar daddy transactions are basically, I'm giving you money, you give me pussy, end of story. I don't care what the fuck you do outside of wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, okay? So I don't want anybody here to realize or think that, hey, I got a sugar baby, she's gonna be loyal, she's gonna be faithful to me. No, dude, no, it doesn't work like that. The fact that she actually has a sugar daddy who's given her money and much older than her, that's even more reasons for her to cheat on you. To, well, again, you can't even call it cheating at that point. It's like, dude, you're a fucking old dude giving some whole money. It's like, what the fuck do you expect? You think she's gonna be genuinely desiring you? No. But the fact that she has a sugar daddy who's given her money, that actually gives her more opportunities to go out and get with random dudes like myself, which brings us to number two. And this is really the most important one here, is that, guys, I didn't do anything, okay? I didn't grab my junk walking around the pub saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, okay? I didn't peacock, you know? I dressed like I normally dress, okay? The usual, my MGTOW TV shorts, shirts, fucking flip-flops, okay? Nothing about me says money, nothing about me says peacocking, nothing about me says, hey, look at me, okay? You know, again, I don't talk to woman, I don't approach woman, okay? She is the one who initiated the conversation, she's the one who came to my table, she's the one who wanted to go in the back to talk, she's the one who grabbed me by the back of the neck and started making out with me, okay, guys? So this is what I want you guys out there to understand. I know a lot of these grifters, a lot of these dating roaches, they tell you, ah, bro, it's a numbers game, you just have to go up to random women and talk to them. Dude, I'm telling you guys, don't do that, okay? I gotta go to my nasal voids are coming back, and you know, the bags under the eyes, yeah, see, they're already back. Yeah, I gotta go to, I mean, this area is pretty decent over here, but this area here, this really needs help, you know. I'm God willing, I'll be going back to my doctor in Merida in the next month or so. I'm also gonna get laser resurfacing for my face. that's going to take off like a couple of millimeters of dead skin. So, you know, it's cloudy here in Florida. It's kind of cool, believe it or not. You know, for about half a year, Florida's like really good, guys. You know, I have to admit, for half a year, this state is really good. So, when you do laser resurfacing, guys, you really can't be exposed to the sun. So, fortunately, with Florida being cloudy like this most of the time in the winter time, you know, I'd be able to do laser skin resurfacing for my face and not have to worry about it getting fucked up, or, you know, because the sun is out and my face has to heal, you know. So, right now, guys, would be the perfect time for me to do laser resurfacing for my face. Anyways, this video is not about that, but, you know, this is part of looks maxing, guys. You gotta fucking looks max. This is what I'm trying to tell you guys, you know. And when me and her went to the back of the pub, obviously I had to stand up, right? She was like, oh my god, you're tall, you know. Right there, guys, 6'3", unlike Yogi Obes, is 5'4", guys. This is what I want you guys to understand, man. It's all about looks, looks, looks. If you got the looks and then you have the height, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You got that pussy, okay, guys? So, these dating roaches out there who tell you, ah, bro, you just have to go up to random women. You have to ask them out. You have to take your shot. Guys, women don't like that. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. In 2023, women pick you up. You don't pick them up. Let me say that one more time, okay? You don't pick up women anymore. Women pick you up. You guys gotta understand, man, when people have options, they don't want to be solicited, okay? And think about it from a woman's perspective, okay? I'm a woman, okay? I got Tinder, I got Instagram, I got literally thousands of dudes in my social media. I can pick any dude I want. Why would I subjugate myself to some random dude coming up to me saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog, okay? You guys gotta understand, throughout human history, women, and up until maybe 20 years ago, women really never had the type of options that they do now when it comes to men. So a woman, whether she liked it or not, she had no choice really but to entertain the guys who would solicit her, because she really didn't have the type of options that they do now. See, once women get that type of options where I have access to all these guys and I can send Chad on Tinder a message, hi, you know, Chad will send me back a message saying, where you at, you know, then I'm gonna send him a message saying, here's my address, you know, and then 15 minutes later, you know, Chad is coming in my pussy, you know. Women want to select the dudes when they have all these options, okay? And let me tell you something. If you're an employer like myself, okay, as you guys know, I go on Upwork.com. I hire a lot of people off of Upwork.com, whether it's for MGTOW TV or Metwally Web Services. So how hiring on Upwork works is that I make a post and I say, hey, oh, man, look at the sandhill cranes. Look at them. They're like there. It's like, leave, motherfuckers. I don't know what's worse, the Mexicans who cut grass during TFM stream, or those sandhill cranes. Anyways, I don't think you guys gonna hear. Oh shit! Hey, move it! Oh, now they're doing. Now they're pissing me off. Look at them. It's like they're doing it on purpose. Move! Get lost! Bye. Bye. Bye, Shaniqua. Nah, it's not that bad. Can I roll up the window? No, I have to put the key in the ignition and roll up the window and TMW. Ugh, that's fine. Jesus. So like, whenever I make a video, somebody has to ruin it. Or an animal or something. Should I roll up the windows? You know what, Acid, I ain't gonna roll up the window. And they're really not bothering me. And I don't think you guys are gonna be... I'm gonna roll up the window. Damn, it's like, wow. Give me a second. Yeah, it's not that bad. You can't hear them. Okay, so you can't hear them that much. Okay, that's cool. All right. Okay, so going back to the story I was telling you guys is that you don't pick woman up. Woman pick you up. Now, on Upwork, when I go out and I hire people on Upwork, what happens is that I make a post and I say, hey, I'm looking for somebody who can do PHP development. You know, just giving you an example, right? So what happens when you put a job posting on Upwork, people will apply through Upwork, and then you go and you see the people that you are interested in. Now, on Upwork, I get a lot of people. There's a lot of people on Upwork who will respond to job applications. So I get inundated with a lot of quality applicants on Upwork. Now, every now and then, somebody will try to get smart and, you know, they find out my website and then they email me, you know, they spam me and they're like, hey man, I'm the perfect developer, man. I made $1 million or I can make you $1 trillion, you know. I delete all unsolicited emails, okay, guys? Okay, I don't care how, I don't even read your emails, okay? If you are an applicant on Upwork and you spam me, I'm gonna delete your email without even reading it, okay? Because I have so many good, I have so many options on Upwork that I really don't need you. And you guys have to understand, people who spam you, people who try to, you know, go outside the system to get to you by spamming you, it's a couple of things, okay? Number one, they could either be people who are trying to scam you. I get a lot of Indians who email me, you know, outside of Upwork, of course, you know, they email me directly and you can tell it's too good to be true. So they're scamming you, okay? So people, you know, one of the reasons why when it comes to people who try to go through outside Upwork and spam me, the reason why I delete them is not because, yeah, man, I didn't select you, dude, you know, you gotta go through the proper channel. It's because if you are spamming me outside the proper channel, it's one of a few things. Either you are a scammer, either you are desperate for clients, or there, well, it's pretty much those two things. Either you're a scammer or you are desperate for clients, you know, and you don't, you know, in Hollywood, they say that never ever deal with a desperate actor. Okay. You never ever want to deal with a desperate, you never ever want to deal with desperate people. Okay. Now in Hollywood, it's the same thing in Hollywood. In Hollywood, a casting director might say, hey, I'm looking for a 6'3" tall, dark skinned dude, you know? And then all the people who fit that profile, they will submit their headshot and resume. And then the casting director will contact you if they think that you will be a good applicant to go and audition for them. Now in Hollywood, there's something called they're leaving. Look at them. I don't know if you guys can see them. They're leaving. It's like, you know, once I roll up the window, I'm not gonna roll down the window until I'm done with this video. It's like TMW, man. I'm that's fine. I mean, they're gone. It's kind of a little bit warm in here, but it's all right. I'm not sweating like a pig. It's fucking 70 degrees here in Florida, so it's okay. So in Hollywood, there's something called crashing an audition. So in Hollywood, like I said, you know, the casting director will put a call out on the internet. Hey, I'm looking for a 6'3" tall, dark dude. If you're that type of actor, submit your application. And then if they like you, they will contact you and they'll say, hey, man, come to audition at, you know, 2 o'clock or 2:15. Okay. So crashing an audition is when somebody, you know, shows up uninvited to an audition and they're like, "Hey man, let me audition for this role." You know, they just show up uninvited to an audition. And you know, casting directors, they hate that. They hate it when somebody shows up uninvited to a audition, because even if you look the part, they don't like it, because to them it's kind of like a little bit of disrespect if you show up throughout, or if you show up uninvited. To them it's a little bit of disrespect because you didn't go through the proper channels. And you know, a lot of people would say that's chutzpah, you know, that's thinking outside the box. But at the same time, you know, they don't know, because you took that type of chutzpah, they don't know. Maybe you're a narcissist, maybe you're desperate. This is what you guys need to understand, man. And I'm going kind of off topic here, but it's important for you. In normie world, you have to act. There are proper etiquette protocols in the normie world that you must follow. Otherwise, people are gonna think things are wrong with you. Like, you guys take me for example, okay? I don't walk around town, you know, talking MGTOW shit or red pill shit. I know a lot of you guys are gonna say, "Yo, Amr, you got a MGTOW TV shirt on you." Having a t-shirt means absolutely nothing, okay? You just can't talk conspiracy theories, you can't talk red pill, you can't talk MGTOW, you can't talk any of that stuff publicly with random people, because they're gonna think something is wrong with you. Now, if the person you can tell is somebody who's into that, yeah, talk to them all you want. For example, when I was in Ukraine in Lviv, he just sent me, you know, Merry Christmas earlier today. I met an Australian dude living in Sweden. He actually runs a conspiracy website. It's called International Skeptics Forum. So obviously, you know, red pill talking points would be good for him. And we had really good conversations in Lviv. And, you know, God willing, I'll be seeing him again. You know, we're all going to be going back to Ukraine. So when it comes to normie world, guys, you have to do normie shit. There's proper protocols. There's proper etiquettes that you must follow. And if you don't, you know, people are gonna think there's something, you know, wrong with you. You know, people don't wanna deal with somebody who is abnormal, okay? Abnormal could mean, again, you're desperate, you're mentally ill, you're narcissistic, something is wrong with you, okay? So just like I don't like it when people solicit me outside of Upwork, because you might be a scammer, you might be desperate. Just like casting directors don't like it when somebody crashes the audition, because you might be desperate, you might be narcissistic, something might be wrong with you. It's the same thing with women today. You guys gotta understand this, okay? When you go up and you solicit a woman, you're like, "Hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight?" Like a certain PUA out there tells you to do. Well, in her brain, it's one of two things. Either you're desperate, that's why you're approaching her, because no other woman wants you, that's why you're approaching her. Or she's gonna think there's something wrong with you, like maybe you're a narcissist, you're a fuckboy, you're a player, you're abusive, okay? So people who have options, they don't like being solicited, okay, guys? Now, let's say I didn't have Upwork, okay? Let's say I didn't have any freelancing website, and I'm looking for a PHP developer, and somebody emails me and says, "Hey, Amr, I'm a PHP developer. I'm really good at what I do. This is what I charge, you know, $10, $15, $20 an hour. If you're interested, write me back." I would most certainly contact that person, okay? Why? Because I simply did not have the abundance mindset of having, you know, qualified candidates on Upwork or any other freelancing website, okay? So this is what you guys need to understand. There are proper protocols and etiquettes in normie world that must be followed, okay? What was acceptable, you know, what was acceptable in the past may not be acceptable today anymore, okay? Again, in the past, assuming we didn't have Upwork or other freelancing websites, and somebody emailed me out of the blue saying, hey, Amr, I'm a really good PHP developer. This is how much I charge. If you're interested, contact me. I'd have contacted that person. I would have, you know, taken that person seriously. But now, because we have Upwork and we have a plethora of quality candidates on Upwork, it's like, dude, no, I'm not gonna even read unsolicited emails. You know, it's the same thing in Hollywood, guys. You know, Hollywood people, they'll tell you, you know, a lot of these casting directors, like especially the big ones, because in Hollywood, and I know this because I did this myself, okay, in Hollywood, one of the ways to get yourself out there is to like blindly mail out your headshot and resume. You know, that was back in the day where you know, you have to remember, I was out in Hollywood about 20 years ago. This was before you know, the whole internet thing really took off with Hollywood. So back in the day, you know, you would send your headshot and resume to casting directors so they would have you on file, you know, in case they see something that you might be good for, they'll give you a call, you know. Now, some of the big casting directors, they tell you, don't send us anything. And I respect that, you know. I've sent over hundreds of headshots and resumes. Believe it or not, guys, I actually got a major leading role audition. There's a movie that came out in 2008 called 10,000 BC. It starred Stephen Strait. It was directed by Roland Emmerich. Roland Emmerich or whatever his name is, you know. Again, 10,000 movie called 10,000 BC. I actually auditioned for the lead role, and that's because I submitted my headshot and resume to the casting director, who, her name was Francine Mesler. I think she passed away. But this just goes to show you guys that, yeah, back in the day when it was acceptable to like solicit people by sending them out your headshot and resume saying, hey, I'm Amr, this is my resume, this is how I look like, hopefully you can, you know, have me audition for you in the future and have a great day, you know, that stuff back then works, okay? Today, I don't know if that will work anymore because of the whole internet world, you know, people can see you online, you can submit online. So I don't know if blindly sending out headshot and resumes nowadays was appropriate like it was back 20 years ago. But what I do know today is it's not appropriate to solicit people by sending them an email saying, hey, I'm a PHP developer, hire me, okay? That's not appropriate anymore, okay? It's not appropriate anymore for you guys to go up to a woman and be like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight? See, this is what a lot of these dating roaches out there fail to realize, is that what was appropriate in the past is no longer appropriate today. They don't tell you that, guys, okay? Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Black Pill, truth of the matter is, guys, vast majority of you dudes out there, you will not have female validation organically. Ain't no woman gonna be like, oh, damn, you hot. Oh, damn, you tall. Okay? All the women I've slept with here in America, okay, they all approach me, okay? I never, ever approach a woman, okay? I never, ever went to a girl and be like, hey, baby mama, what you doing tonight, you know? I never did that here in America, okay? It was basically my looks, and then when they saw me standing up, that sealed the deal. So these dating roaches out there who tell, yeah, bro, you just have to go up to a girl. You just, guys, you need to understand. even if you're a decent looking dude, if you go up to a girl, that's disrespectful, okay? Even if you're a decent programmer and you send me an unsolicited email outside of Upwork, that to me is disrespectful. I'm not even gonna read your email. I'm just gonna hit the delete button, okay? Same thing with woman, okay? If a girl is sitting at a bar minding her own business and you go up to her, hey baby mama, what you doing tonight? Even if you're a decent looking dude, you know, even if you meet her minimum looks threshold, she's not going to be interested in you. If anything, she's gonna feel disrespected because she does not want to be solicited, okay? Just like Hollywood agents don't want to be solicited, just like I don't want to be solicited as an employer, a woman nowadays, thanks to Tinder, thanks to social media, they too don't want to be solicited by random dudes, okay? This is why I'm telling you, if you're out in public, let the woman select you, okay? Like I said, when this girl started talking to me after, you know, the fight happened, the table next to me, the ogre cells, you know, they wanted to get in on the action, and the girl, she immediately shut them down saying, hey, this is a private conversation, stay the fuck out, okay? What does that tell you guys, okay? Women don't like it when you solicit them. Women don't like it when you interrupt them. Women don't like it when you try to get with her when she has not selected you. A lot of these dating roaches out there, they're not gonna tell you that for a couple of reasons. Reason number one, see, here's the thing, dudes. You know, I've been out in Hollywood. I'm a business person, okay? These dating roaches, they haven't been in Hollywood. They're not business people. They're grifters, so they don't know how things work, okay? As somebody who's out in Hollywood as an actor, as somebody who hires people as an employer, I know how things work. The vast majority of dating roaches out there, they don't have the knowledge and the information I have. That's number one. Number two, you have to understand, at the end of the day, if they came out and they told you, hey man, women choose you, you don't choose them, and if you solicit them, they're gonna hate you for it. If they tell you that, guess what? Their business model is wrecked, okay? So the point of this video that I'm trying to get to you guys out there is that women notice you, okay? A lot of guys out there think, oh man, she hasn't noticed me. If I like sit next to her, if I tap her on the shoulder, if I'm like, hey baby mama, it's like, no. Women notice every guy. You guys need to understand, dudes. Wherever I go, whether I'm entering a place or I'm already at the place, I low-key look at the woman, okay? Woman notice every dude coming in. There is no such thing as, well, let me get in her eyesight, you know, let me, you know, get in front of her eyesight, you know, let me tap her on the shoulder, let me buy her a beer, let me get her attention. It's like, no, she already knows you're there. Before you even know that she's there, she already knows that you are there. You guys need to understand, man, every woman out there has a for sale sign wrapped around her neck, you know? That's really the only thing that Yo, homie, Alpha actually said that was accurate, you know? That every woman out there has a for sale sign around her neck. Whether she's looking for the bigger, better deal, or whether she's looking to be dicked down, every woman out there is always going to be looking for an upgrade. She's always going to be looking for that dude who can either give her the better dick or give her the better life, okay? So because of that, woman will notice you before you even notice that they exist, okay? So you guys out there need to understand. So you guys out there need to understand, man. You just can't solicit women. Don't get your head wrapped around too much trying to get a woman's attention. She already knows that you are there, okay? And if she is interested in you like that, she will let you know. Like, for example, you know, before this fight broke out, this girl was looking at me a couple of times. So I know she was interested. In fact, the girl that was hanging out with her, she's a bartender, okay? And of course, I know that bartender. So the girl who was hanging out with her, she was a bartender. And, you know, she was doing, hey, Omar, where have you been? I haven't seen you in like fucking month, you know, because I was in Europe, as you guys know. So, yeah, when I was talking to the bartender girl, you know, this girl, she was looking at me. So right then and there, I knew that this girl was interested in me, even though I didn't even look at her, even though I didn't even address her. So when the fight broke out, you know, personally, I don't care about the fight because it's a beta male pub. It's like, this happens every night, man. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take off my headphones and I'm going to talk to myself and let's see if this girl bites. And she did bite. So you guys out there need to understand, okay, this is why I said fantasy eyes, okay? You know, yo, homie, yo, he tells you choosing signals, okay? Choosing signals don't mean anything because a girl can give you choosing signals just so she can get validation and attention and maybe even a free drink from you, okay? Fantasy eyes are different, okay? Fantasy eyes is when a girl looks at you and she's kind of like a deer in the headlights. You know, she looks at you and she's mesmerized by you. That's what fantasy eyes is. She's mesmerized by you. But, you know, if she's like looking at you, you know, doing, you know, stupid stuff like that, you know, and she just wants attention, you know, validation and maybe even a free drink. But when she looks at you like, you know, that's a mesmerized look. Now, I can't do that mesmerized look because I'm not a girl, but you can tell when a girl is mesmerized by you. And again, a lot of you guys out there, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Black Pill, truth of the matter is, a lot of you guys out there will never, ever get a woman who's going to be mesmerized by you. That's just what it is. You know, I told you a couple of years ago when I was in Merida, which I'll be going there soon to do some face maxing, God willing, of course. There was this cute Mexican girl. She's like a six. I actually got with her. She was well into her 30s. And this girl, she was we were at a Mexican pub. And it was one of those Mexican pubs where they serve food and you can dance. And in the Mexican culture, you know, you can go up to a woman and ask her to dance with you. And, you know, whether you're old or ugly, they just do it out of proper protocol over there. So I was there for about an hour, if I remember right, 45 minutes. This girl was asked, eight dudes asked to dance with her in 45 minutes, okay? Eight dudes randomly asked this woman to dance with her. Guess who she selected to dance with her? Me, okay? So this is what you guys out there need to understand. A woman can get eight men to hit on her in a 45-minute period. How many of you guys out there actually get a woman to hit on you in your entire life? Once, maybe twice. See, this is what I'm trying to tell everybody out there watching this, okay? Looks are the most important thing, okay? First of all, guys, you need a fucking model face, okay? This is why I'm going to Merida, right? This is why I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to be doing a facelift, God willing. It's going to cost me close to $8,000. But I'm, you know, the closest thing to a facelift for me would be like fillers and buttocks. You know, that's the closest thing to a facelift for me. So this is what I'm telling you guys out there. You got to face max. You got to have a model face. Look, real talk, guys. Even if you're fucking 5'8", if you have a model face and you're at least 5'8", and assuming you're a little bit taller than the bitch, you're gonna be fine. Face is the most important thing out there. Having a model face is the most important thing out there, okay, guys? Like I said, when I stood up with the girl so we can go back and talk, and in her case, make out with me, she saw how tall I am. That sealed the deal, okay? So, I know a lot of you guys out there are not 6'3" or over 6 feet. I mean, you guys have no power over it. And again, I'm against that limb lengthening surgery because it's painful and God knows how it will affect you later on in life, okay? But all I can tell you guys is that if you're at least 5'8" or the very least taller than the girl, and you have a model face, that's all that matters. Again, and I'm going to end this on this, you know. When I was in Riga, which rhymes with nigga, I was at a nightclub, as you guys know. And there was this ugly-ass Arab. He wanted to dance with this sub-5 Latvian chick. She rejected him because he's a fugly-looking dude. And then, you know, a minute later, you know, Chad Light, who's actually shorter than the Arab dude, you know. So the Arab dude was probably like 5'9 without shoes. Chad Light was 5'8 without shoes. He, you know, Chad Light was actually a little bit taller than the girl, you know. But yet, that girl was making out with him all night long, you know. Why? Because Chad Light had a model face. So at the end of the day, guys, you need to have a model face. That's the most important thing out there. If you have to go to a cosmetic surgeon to get a model face, do it. Okay, guys? And if you have the height, boom, shaka-laka-laka, you got pussy in the bag, okay? So, anyway, guys, that's my video for today. I'm back in America. It will be nice if I can have a girl here in America, you know, that way I don't have to travel to a, halfway around the world to a literal, you know, fucking, literal war zone, you know, and again, and I had no problem in Ukraine. I mean, I did not see any signs of war in Ukraine. Maybe if I went to Kharkiv, it would be a different story. But where I was, Lviv, Kiev, Chernihiv, there was no signs of war there. And I had no problem in Ukraine. But yeah, it will be good to have like a hottie here in America, you know. And again, she has a sugar daddy, so he's taking care of all her bills, you know. If she wants a brand new phone, he'll, you know. She told me yesterday, you know, she lost her phone, and she's like, well, my sugar daddy will buy me a new one, you know. So if a sugar daddy is taking care of her bills, you know, what will she want from me other than dick, right? So, yeah, you guys out there, if you can find yourself a sugar baby who already has a sugar daddy, you're just going to be the guy giving her dick, you know. I mean, winner, winner, chicken dinner, if you ask me. But again, can't stress this enough, guys. Looks, looks, looks. You need to have a model face. And again, even if you're 5'8", okay? Even if you're 5'8", as long as you have a model face, that's really all that matters. All right, guys? So that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.